This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off the second hour of Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here. We're going through an article about, well, first it was about how libertarians, then it was about how atheists, and then it was about everybody's a racist, basically. And I think that it's important to look at these arguments as they're laid out, because many times they're attractive. The idea that you could just call your opponent names and forget about anything that makes any sense. But it's to me, it's very frustrating. If we're going to have discussions, public discourse, let's everybody learn a little bit of rhetoric, shall we? I mean, it'll be make us feel a lot better. It's Mark here with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
855-450-3733. To understand this fully, I think it's essential to separate the similarities between the alt-right and libertarianism into two categories: the emotional aspect and the ideological aspect. The emotional similarities between the two groups allows libertarians to become sympathetic to the alt-right. Then the ideological aspect allows them to become fully integrated. This is how libertarians become alt-right.
I thought we were supposed to be all sympathetic and have empathy and have feelings and...
Not towards the wrong people, Melanie. Not towards the wrong people. The emotional similarities between these two groups can be understood as language and attitudes that they both share. To begin with, both groups are primarily opposed to the same thing, social justice. When watching a libertarian and neo-fascist complain about feminism, it's almost impossible to tell the two apart. I don't think that's true. As a libertarian, I would say that women should be equal, that everybody should be equal. And when I complain about things that aren't equal, and that would be the only thing that I would complain about. I'm not complaining about feminism, unless you're talking about this ranting third wave feminist stuff that I see on the internet, which just
really
looks like insanity.
Social justice.
It looks like Marxism. A bunch of crazy stuff.
So I think that you probably have a very different definition of equal than a leftist does.
I would agree on that.
Because we can't agree on what our rights, because the libertarians, people on the right, recognize rights as what are called more broadly negative rights, which are things that you can exercise that don't put any duty on anyone else, any positive duty for others to perform for you to enjoy those rights, whereas the communists, the socialist people on the left recognize what we consider privileges to be what they call positive rights, where it puts a burden on everybody else for you to enjoy something, i.e., I have a right to health care, so therefore you should pay for my health care. That's a positive right or privileges.
Right. I mean, this it gets very complicated when discussing rights theory, which very few people are qualified to do, especially people on the left, because they're not even having these discussions. You have to determine how a right becomes. What is a right? Please, in order to abide by the Socratic method, we're talking about rhetoric here, right? You must first define terms.
Right.
If you don't have a definition for terms, you can't have a discussion. If I'm talking about rights and I mean negative rights, and you're talking about rights and you mean positive rights, we're not even, never the twain we meet.
And a lot of those arguments, they slip you a Mickey, like this, the right to health care argument.
Yeah.
Sure, you have a right to health care. You have a right to receive health care that you can purchase on the free market from anyone willing to offer it to you.
Right.
Just like I have a right to purchase a firearm on the free market from anyone worth willing to sell it to me. That's how you exercise a right. You don't exercise a right by the government buying it for you.
So one way that I like to look at rights is looking at the caveman. I understand people probably didn't live in caves nearly as much as we previously thought. But regardless, let's look at the person on the plains, the savannah, as it were. Does he have the right to his own religion? Sure he does.
Sure.
He can come up with whatever his religion is, and he can or she can abide by that religion, completely free to do so. Does he or she have the right to freedom of speech? Well, To what level they can speak is up to them. However, yes, they have the right to yowl at the moon if they wish.
Frog speaks.
Right, right. No problem there. Do they have the right to own property out there? Well, sure, they can stake off a piece of land. They can improve that land. They can do all those things. Do they have the right to health care? Okay, well, they can chew up some roots and put it on a wound or something. So,
and if they can find a shaman, they can...
Right, a shaman can shake some bones at them or whatever it is that he or she does. But, I mean, why don't they have a right to, I don't know, an iron lung? Well, because it wasn't invented.
Right.
Somebody put, intelligence and purpose and materials together and created an iron lung. They deserve to be compensated for that. Now, I'm not saying that healthcare should be as expensive as it is, but consider this, ladies and gentlemen. This is really important. Just listen for a second. Healthcare costs have risen commensurate to government involvement in healthcare.
Right. 90% of the rise in healthcare costs in the last 30 to 40 years has been by the increase in the administrators, not the increase in the cost of healthcare providers.
There have been people who have made medical advancements and tried to give them away and tried to make them public domain. And insulin is one of them, and I think it was
the polio vaccine.
Yeah, polio. And so then some other corporation who never paid them ended up with it and now has an exclusive monopoly granted by the government to sell something they had no hand in because the state said so.
Right.
You cannot, people try to give away health care and the government's like, nah, can't
do it. If Jonas Salk had actually received royalties for his invention of the polio vaccine, based upon what people have actually paid for being vaccinated against polio worldwide, he would have been worth about $7 billion today.
And he could have set up a foundation that, yes, would have then redistributed that money to people who get polio vaccines, which would push it farther and wider. And this would have been great. It would have been a great way to spend that money. However, he tried to do it a different way, and it didn't work out because government. Like libertarians, over and over again, you'll see this theme. We know what the solution to the problem is getting the government out of it. But the socialists this guy really, truly does claim to be a Marxist a little bit later in this article. They always think the government's the solution to the problem. And when you're looking at rights, it's important to at least have the conversation. What is a right? And when you're talking about health care or, the right to equal pay or something like that, it always includes government. And what do I mean by government?
They're always blaming the market for the failures of government.
Right. The government goes in, messes with the market.
Government failed, messing with the market. We need more government to fix what the government screwed up.
Right. And it just keeps going on and on. But what government is, isn't something special. It's just a person. A person with a gun that's willing to use it on you if you don't follow orders.
And it's a terrible way of doing anything because there's no feedback mechanism. There's no price value feedback that tells the people that are providing it whether they're actually providing value to the customer, the taxpayer, for what they're paying. So, and this is, my criticism of democracy in general, where a democratic vote is only a yes or no signal. It's a binary signal.
Yeah.
Whereas a price is an analog signal because in the market, you can tell a lot more from people buying or refusing to buy your product versus a competitive product based on features, the cost, what price you can get for it, so on and so forth. So it's a much richer signal and a much better form of democracy than a vote.
Right. With a price signal, for instance, if you price your gallon of gasoline at $10, I will buy none of them. If you price your gallon of gasoline at $3, I will buy as much as I need. If you price your gallon of gasoline at $1, I will find everything I own that will hold gasoline, and I will come and get it from you because I am pleased with what you are offering, right? Now, I'm not saying that it's easy to do that, and you can do that and those kinds of things. I'm just saying this is a much richer signal. Now, when it comes to a vote, if you offer me Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump for whom to vote, I will vote for one of them, but not for the reasons that you think I did.
Yeah, that's more of a trolley problem than a thing you want.
Well, yes. You're talking about gasoline. An excellent example is the story of Standard Oil. Because Rockefeller, he was punished not for being a trust, being a monopoly that charged too much, but that he charged too little for gasoline and his competitors could not compete. He ran his competitors out of business because he always beat them on the price because he ran
he
a better
was
business.
Engaging
he
in
bought them out.
Price sharking.
No, he didn't.
A problem
he
or not.
Was giving people a better product for less money, and the competitors got.
Free Talk Live. There are basically two types of advertising: direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Time, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on this live edition. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
Some of you who've been listening to Free Talk Live for some period of time may have heard about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is also known as Pork Fest, as in Porcupine Fest. And if you have heard about this and you're like, oh, I heard it isn't what it used to be, there's a way that you can enjoy the way that Pork Fest used to be. You can go to ForkFest 2019. Fork Fest is from June the 13th through the 18th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's a fork of Pork Fest, essentially, and you're invited to come and create whatever experience you'd like to have with others. There's no central planning around Fork Fest. It's decentralized. And so you can set up, like Jay Noon has, you can set up Man Camp. Derek Jay and his partner Steven, they've set up the big gay dance party. And so there's lots of things. You can create whatever you want, or you can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, which is, you know, it's a lot of fun. Just enjoy what other people do. For more information, to connect with other Fork Festers via the unofficial Telegram chat, because there is no official Telegram chat, you go to or the Fork Fest forum, visit forkfest.party. That's a web URL, forkfest.party. Let's go to the phones. We've got Guillermo in Albuquerque. Guillermo, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Called to tell you that government is the best thing that has happened to the world if the government is ran correctly like it is here.
Where's here?
In the United States.
The United States?
Yep.
Okay. Can you give me a premise that, upon which you base the statement before I tear it to shreds?
There is safety. There is
safety? Did you say safety?
There's safety. Yeah, okay. There's safety. There is consistency. There is specific rules that people have to follow. So
dude, are you high? Like, because this is completely absurd. Your allegations.
You ever read what Ben Franklin said about safety?
Okay.
He said that you can have safety or liberty if you, the more you pick safety, the
right. So that safety is incongruent with the term liberty, and if you choose safety, you will neither get safety nor liberty.
Who cares about Ben Franklin? We're talking about 2019.
Yeah, who cares about that Constitution? It's just a darn piece of paper.
If you think there's consistency in a set clear rules you need to follow, we're not talking about the same country.
See, now this guy is an actual fascist. Okay, people who say that the job of government is to deliver safety to people, that's fascism.
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. I mean, it's authoritarianism, certainly.
No, it's fascism. No,
well, it's authoritarianism. Let's go with that term.
When you choose safety of the public over liberty of the public, you need to achieve that safety through an exertion of force.
So liberty to you is to let people do whatever the hell they want?
Liberty is the ability to do what you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. And the harm has to be provable.
So, but you leave the definition of not harming someone else to an individual.
Well, which individual are you talking about? I mean, no.
You and me. So I molest an 11-year-old, but I don't think that's harming him. So it should be up to me because I have liberty.
Well, the 11-year-old may disagree with you on that, and his parents may disagree with you on that.
And then they would have a tort
against
you.
That's where your disagreement ends you up in court.
No, but that's where the government has to tell me that that's not right.
And the child's father may say shooting pedophiles is perfectly okay.
Guillermo, if what we're talking about here is pedophilia and the government's role in handling pedophilia, let's just go ahead and talk about that. I'm talking about the trillions of dollars that this country is in debt because of foreign adventurism, because of social welfare programs it can't pay for, because of schools that are run by unions for the profit of union members and not for students. I'm not talking about pedophilia. You want to go to something easy? Well, yeah, you and I can agree that there's an age of consent.
You know who does not agree with that, though?
FBI? Why are you so angry?
I'm angry because you took the shoddy way out, Guillermo.
I mean, the the general public would deal with that a lot better. The general public would just get rid of the pedophiles.
Right, they just kill them.
The United States federal government would become the largest distributor of child porn on the planet. That's the United States federal government.
The safety that
government delivers. Hold on, guys. Let Guillermo say something here. Go ahead, Guillermo.
The consistency that I'm talking about is that no matter where you are in this country, the same rules apply to everybody, and that's because of the government.
That is completely false.
Well, that's not true either.
The government,
I'll give you a good example.
Safety is to protect criminals from the righteous wrath of the public.
That's the purpose of government. But what about this? Have you ever seen a cop pull over a cop for, you know, running a stoplight?
Yeah.
You have?
A cop pull a cop? No. Why?
No, that's because they don't. That's because they operate by a different system of rules. Do you think the politicians operate by the same rules?
No.
So we have different classes of people. You said there was consistency. And I'm saying there's the state and there's you. And the state operates by different rules than you do.
It's not consistent if you have politicians living by a different set of rules than you and me.
I'm not including politicians at all. I'm including about
police,
day-to-day living.
And bureaucrats.
Day-to-day living of
and anybody rich enough to buy off a police.
Why do we need cops
bureaucrat?
And politicians, Guillermo?
Why do we need what?
Why do we need cops and politicians?
We don't need politicians, but we do need cops.
Well, how are you going to have laws without politicians, buddy?
Well, because the politicians should not be paid, and it should be a system where if you want to serve the public, you should serve them without pay, without any compensation at all. Because you
that's pretty much how it is in here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
not
that's
that
pretty
much
different. The case here.
Yeah.
So why do we need cops?
To supposedly to protect and serve.
From bad people?
Supposedly.
We need to find
people. As many black people that they can blame things on.
Black people?
So what unique things...
Hold on. Gary almost said something here. Did you say incarcerate as many black people as they could?
Yep.
That's what you're hoping the cops will do?
That's what they do. But we don't need them for that. We need them to protect and serve.
Excellent. So we need police to protect us from the bad people. We need bad people to protect us from the bad people, right?
Now, you said that the U.S. government is the best government out there. Now, I will tell you that the Supreme Court has ruled on many occasions
that the police have no responsibility
to protect you or me, period.
Okay, go ahead and clarify, Guillermo.
I didn't say it's the best government there is. I'm saying that the things that this government does, a lot of them work. A lot of them work. Some of them don't work because nothing is ever going to work perfectly, but a lot of them work.
And I think that's true, but the government doesn't get any feedback mechanism, right? Like, there's no way to know whether it could work better. And, you know, politicians, people in power are always going to aggregate power to themselves, power and money to themselves as best they can.
Yeah.
And that's what they've done.
Yeah.
We pay a whole lot.
It's better than Mexico, though.
We pay a whole lot more than any other country, and we get very little that's useful and a lot of really bad stuff.
Funny thing is that retirees from America are going to Mexico for a better life. 855, thanks for calling, Guillermo. 855-450-3733.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. flooding in the Midwest has claimed at least three lives and forced hundreds of others to evacuate. Nebraska has been one of the hardest states hit with the flooding. Republican Senator from Nebraska, Ben Sasse, tells Fox News.
So right now we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors. Right now, the town of Fremont that was just mentioned in your last segment, 25,000-person farm town. It's actually my hometown. It's in the middle of the plains, and it became an island.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says on Monday that her department may have been founded to combat terrorism, but its mission is shifting to confront emerging threats online. Nielsen also discusses the threat at our southern border.
We're seeing the spread of violent crime and drugs, the majority of which come into our country via the southern border, both at and between ports of entry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And Guillermo called in just in the last segment. And he, I think that he's pointing out some things that are pretty fair to point out, right? Like, so first off, one of the first tricks is to say the American government, if you're looking, American government's great, so government's great. And, well, consider that the American government rules 300 million people and the world has 8 billion in it. So the American government rules very few. And however, it does the Washington, D.C. does operate as a city-state that controls the planet. But, he then backed off to if government's done correctly. Well, where's it done correctly? In the United States. Well, I've got some things to say to you because I think we could do it a lot better. So, I'm not sure I entirely disagree with the guy.
I think that the American system is better than most because of federalism.
Well, right, and the flu is better than AIDS. That doesn't mean the flu is something you want to get.
I think we could get better service from smaller organizations, yes. And that large organizations tend to aggregate power to themselves, so you have to watch out
right.
for them.
And over time, the federal government has aggregated power
sure
to
has.
Itself, and the states have lost power.
Right, and this is the thing that the Democrats never want to say, is that Barack Obama aggregated more power to the presidency than anyone had up to theretofore to his presidency. He had the least transparent organization and operated with impunity on issues that would not have been acceptable decades before. You know, now Trump, he's going to do it. He's doing it too. Well, what do you think it's going to be like next? You think suddenly we're going to get somebody in there that's going to operate from a constitutional standpoint?
We're getting to the tipping point that where we're going to be transitioning to an empire.
That's what my concern is.
Might be preferable as long as we get rid of the term limits. But yeah, so and what he was doing is what statists typically do is he was presenting an actual government that actually exists. And then wanting to be judged on some alternate dimension fantasy government where everything gets done right. It's like, okay, so if you have a system, if you want to discuss this fictitious system that has never existed, then we can discuss that on its own merits. But that does not have anything good to say about the U.S. or Russia or Spain or Mexico or anything else.
Mayberry has a great government.
Right, okay. It sure does.
But if you're going to, you know, some place where you have a lot of patron-client relationships in town and, you know, it's a political boss mayor running things and, you know, lynching people and that sort of thing, that doesn't sound like a pretty good
deal. Not a great deal.
Okay, so you have a wide range of quality in government, even here in the U.S. Now, we aren't quite as bad as most of the earth. But we aren't quite as great as some small areas of the earth that have probably done a better job, like some of these microstates.
Yeah, in many cases, these microstates like, Andorra, Liechtenstein, Luxembourg, I presume the Vatican might fit in there. There's Monaco.
Even Singapore.
Yeah, Singapore. Singapore is not exactly free, but it is economically free.
Yeah.
Hong Kong was doing pretty good there for a while, but then they started letting more and more democracy in. And as you get people's opinion on how the government should be run, it gets more and more intrusive.
Right.
So the United States, I believe, is going in the wrong direction. It used to be freer than it is now. And generally, liberty is a good solution to problems. But, you know, please call in again and talk about other issues, how you think that we can have more government to fix things.
I will say, you know, the difference that I take between Obama and Trump, whether, you know, you count both as authoritarians, is that I don't look at, you know, I look at what they say and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number one. But I also look at who's supporting them and who's attacking them. And all the people that I despise, the collectivists, the people who the rent seekers, the people that benefit from big government and from building plutocracy and cronyism and building the bureaucratic state, loved Obama. They hate Trump with a passion. So that tends to tell me, why are they so hostile to Trump? Even if Trump may be doing some things that I don't like.
I like him for that.
Yes.
At the very least, he pisses off the people that I like the least.
Someone who pisses off the people that I like the least, that makes me give that person the benefit of the doubt versus someone who may, you know, that is more of a friend of those inimical forces.
A couple months ago, I heard him talking about more immigration, more legal immigration. Him talking about trying to make good with North Korea, get out of Syria, get out of stay out of Iraq. What was the other place that he wanted to get out of? Some other war zone that he wanted to get out of. And well, that sounds good to me. So
I don't know if he's in charge of that, though.
Well, I wonder.
You know, there's a to and fro. For instance, John Bolton was trying to walk back Trump's pullouts from Syria, but then now the Trump administration is saying that their forces are going down to 1,000, and even then the Pentagon came out and corrected us and says, no, we're drawing it down to 400. So it looks like things are going in the right direction. We'll see if that changes at all.
Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Did you know that I've been shopping more at CVS?
I did not.
Ever since they got rid of all the tobacco products.
Yeah. That was a while ago.
It's been some time, but every time I go up, I'm kind of happy about that. It never made much sense to me that a drugstore that was meant to heal people is selling tobacco.
They actually actually do still sell tobacco, though. They just only sell the elitist forms of tobacco.
Like chewing gum?
Patches and gum.
Okay.
Which is the exact
same
thing.
That's a tobacco. That's a nicotine product. But all right.
Well, I mean, and the thing is, it was supposed to, like, they were supposed to lose, like, $30 million per year on the profits from tobacco. But see, but I'm going in there more than I shop at Walgreens just to show that they will make more money doing what is proper. It's a principle.
I suspect they have made some more money by doing it, and I think that it's I think it was the right move for them personally. Leave the tobacco to other locations. If you're in the business of healing people, don't be selling the thing that, well, frankly, is the cause of more deaths on the planet. Look, I think people have the right to smoke, but
you don't have a right for CVS to supply you cigarettes if CVS does not want to supply you cigarettes.
No, that much is true.
Yeah, I'm not going to switch from Walgreens because I'm not gonna give CVS preferential treatment because they still sell soda and chips and
right,
opium.
Sugar's next, right?
So well, the fact you got rid of cigarettes is like
opium.
You still sell nicotine, so
opium's a legit drug in the form of opiates.
Not in the quantity that they sell it.
Well, they're filling prescriptions as they have been given, right?
You don't have to carry opium. Well, you don't have to carry any prescription.
I don't know if that's so. If you're
well,
going to be
then I, you know what? They always ask me if I want to donate $3 for anti-tobacco program, and I have given at least like 10, 15 times $3, like over the last 3 years. Because what I believe that it makes a difference. If a million people, let's say there's like 300 CVS, I don't know how many, like maybe 1,000 or 3,000 here in America. Let's say 1 million people gave $3. What is that? That's $3 million for them to invest into anti-smoking programs.
Probably lobbyists to get more anti-smoking laws put in place, which, of course, Sarah doesn't have a problem with at all. I would have a deep problem with. I tend to not like those cash at the cash register donation things because in many cases you just don't know where the money goes to. The cashier doesn't care.
I don't have an objection to smokers putting that because they're already paying for all of the
thanks for the call, Sarah.
The judicial rulings, the lawsuits against the cigarette companies for giving cigarette smokers lung cancer. They just passed those costs on to the smokers again, and the smokers are paying for the cost of those lawsuits.
What else will they pay for, right? And the incredible taxes, too. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Standing up for what's right.
helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want here on this edition of Free Talk Live, and that's really unique in the area of nationally syndicated talk shows. If you appreciate that we offer the opportunity to people who want to talk about whatever's on their mind, which isn't happening in too many places, you can support us by becoming an amplifier, just like Nahor, who is a silver amplifier, has. You go to amp.freetalklive.com and do as Nahor has and sign up for the AMP program. It's $5 a month, and we give you all kinds of perks. We appreciate the help, and we use the money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, a show that is unique among radio programs in America. It's amp.freetalklive.com. So let's go on with this libertarian hater who's written this article on the internet go from there. The rhetoric that libertarians consume acts as the rhetoric that libertarians consume acts as a lubricant for transitioning to the alt-right. This is his premise here. Libertarians are really secret Nazis, especially around free speech. The concept of free speech is held in such high regard in libertarian circles that when a leftist suggests that giving a Nazi a chance to advocate for genocide isn't a good idea, the libertarian is forced to defend the Nazi so as to stand up for their ideas.
Except for all the consistent libertarians who don't actually believe in free speech.
And if I didn't believe in communists and socialists also exercising free speech, then I would actually be doing what Pinochet did in tossing commies from helicopters.
And I'm
so
not
the fact I'm not
sure
doing that proves that I'm not actually a fascist.
I don't know that I believe in free speech either. I think that free speech is kind of contingent on property ownership, the same way that you said freedom of travel is contingent on property
you
ownership.
You have a right to free speech. You don't have a right to make me hear you.
Wait, so really what you have a right to is non-aggression, because I don't have a right to free speech. If I did, I could walk into CNN and be like, hey, CNN, we're doing the anarchy show now at 5 o'clock, and just grab a microphone, and they can't stop me because I have free speech.
That's the difference between speaking and listening. Okay, going in and making somebody else broadcast your message to their listeners is... that's forced listening. That's not...
But then I but then I don't have free speech because free speech is a positive right. I have a right to non-aggression. So
no,
on my own property.
Free speech is not a positive right. It's a negative right because you can speak how much and however and wherever you want, but nobody is obligated to listen to you, and the market can ignore
but I
you.
I can't
and,
speak wherever I want because every owner can say, I don't like what you said, get off my property.
Sure, and you can go someplace else where people will not say tell you not to speak, and you can speak all you want there, and if anybody wants to listen to you, they will come and listen to you, or they will listen to your broadcast. But nobody is obligated to provide you a platform, and nobody is obligated to listen to what you have to say.
Well, I think the state is obligated to provide you a platform. So there's, in the sense of like town square, right? Like town square is probably the best example of sort of freedom of speech. You got to pay your money to the town.
If you're going to have a town square, then everyone has to have equal access to exercise.
And pretty much every town has one.
Right.
That's not at all my experience.
That every town has a town square?
No, they don't.
Okay, well, the ones I'm familiar with, there's always this little plot of land where you can go. This is
right,
free speech
but they,
zone.
What they try to do is they try to require that you get permits to have
your
little...
Oh, they absolutely do. In most cases, nobody ever goes on this thing in most of the towns that I'm familiar with. But so if the government demands tax money from you, you have the right to speak on their property. The problem is, again, the government, not the speech. So you have the right to speak on your property and the property that you are forced to pay for. None other.
Correct.
Right. I mean, ultimately, and if I
wasn't... But that's true of any action. So then why is that different than saying, I have a right to eat M&Ms because I can
it's
do it
true.
In my own house.
You do have a right to eat M&Ms.
And the houses of people who will let me, and
you,
I can do it on government property because they can't
eat as many M&Ms as your body will allow
but
you to.
But then why is that? Then why is speech special? Like, any action, it is true of any action that I can do it... On my own property and the property of consenting landowners.
It's special because people can remember it. They remember freedom of speech.
Yeah. Freedom of speech is protected by the Constitution because it has a history.
Well, the Constitution also isn't an anarchist document, so I kind of don't care what the Constitution protects.
Well, yes, but it's enshrined in our culture because of the Constitution, and it's enshrined in the Constitution because of our history where kings violated people's rights of free speech and infringed upon that, and the whole reason for our revolution was to restore the rights that were most strongly infringed, and the ones that were most strongly infringed were those that the founders then said, we need these amendments in our Constitution to ensure that the government we're establishing does not violate them like the king did.
The kings weren't violating people's rights to free speech. The kings were violating people's right to non-aggression. It's because you do owe people non-aggression.
No,
you don't
the king,
owe them
the
free
king
speech.
The king was charged. The stamp.
His motive was to censor speech.
No, the Stamp Act was requiring people to pay money and get a stamp on anything they wanted to publish. So if you were published,
that's a
press.
Violation of non-aggression.
That's press. But, you know, press is part of speech.
I concur with you. I think that this is is a difficult thing to understand is that the founders were attempting to cobble together an authoritarian state and make it look as free as anything had been up to that point. And that's true. But the difficulty is that you can't have a freedom of conscience, which is what this is all about, if you're forced to pay a tax. And that's where it comes from. You're still forced to pay a tax. You can't have a state and freedom, and freedom of speech really only exists either on your land or land you're forced to pay
well,
for.
If you have a voluntary participation organization where it's funded by fees charged on privileges offered, like use of public lands, use of association lands, then you have a situation where it's not based on aggression. And that for a large part, at least at the start, the founders were trying to establish something like that.
They were doing right. They were doing the best they could.
But it very quickly devolved within a few decades of that.
let's go on and finish this up real quick about the suggestion here. Is that the concept of free speech is held in such high regard by libertarian circles that when a leftist suggests that giving a Nazi a chance to advocate for genocide isn't a good idea, the libertarian is forced to defend the Nazis so as to stand up for their ideas. Not exactly. Obviously, the alt-right aims to limit free speech when they eventually come to power. They won't. But since they are yet to achieve the power, they don't mention it. Instead, they absorb free speech as a rallying cry. What this guy's saying is what many leftists have come to the conclusion, that free speech is too dangerous because the allure of Nazis is so high that we can't let them speak.
And since the Nazis were voted into power, that also means we can't afford democracy either.
And that's a weird thing for them to ask of us, because if I'm going to say that I have to revoke, just assuming that this is right, and I don't think that it is, that I have to revoke rights from Nazis because they're too dangerous, what makes you think that you're not more dangerous than a Nazi from my vantage point? Like, you're both sadists. I don't see that big of a difference. There are some practical pros and cons on both sides, I guess, but there's nothing inherently worse about a Nazi than a communist or a socialist.
The communists killed a hell of a lot more people in the 20th century than Nazis.
So if I'm going to take free speech away from Nazis, I damn sure I'm going to take it away from communists. I'm not going to take it away from anybody.
Trying to distinguish between the two, and this writer probably would vehemently disagree with me, is that Nazis were national socialists. They were as much left-wing as any other socialist or communist. The only real difference between the Communist Manifesto and the Nazi Party Manifesto was that the Nazis were nationalists, and communists tend to be internationalists. They want not a single nation being communist. They want the whole world to be communist.
Yeah, I think that it really does come down to these sorts of things. To me, they're both just authoritarians.
That's correct.
And it's hard to argue the minutia when you claim that title.
And the whole left versus right thing is a sort of a rope-a-dope fiction that the authoritarians use to basically confuse people. The left and right is it's perpendicular to the actual political axis, which is freedom versus tyranny. And all of them are on the tyranny end, and we're on the liberty end of the real axis of political power.
The author goes on, we should also discuss the failings of the left here, as much as I'm reluctant to do so. Quite frankly, the left is pretty terrible at explaining its ideas. Well, you've been so far. One of the reasons is you're using an ad hominem instead of going for the issues. I'm a Marxist, but if I started talking to a libertarian using words like proletariat and Leninism, they would bolt right back to their reactionary ideology straight away. The left isn't as accessible as the alt-right is to them. Libertarians are also easily pushed to more authoritarian ideas by groups such as Antifa, who they see as a threat to them due to the absurd myth that Antifa attacks anyone right of center.
I have no trouble debating a communist using their own words of proletariat.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah, the number is 855-450-3733. Want to talk your commie stuff? We welcome you here on Free Talk Live.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142. Or visit TryRelaxium.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.